Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
Happy holidays from the Wedding Planning Podcast. And to celebrate, I have a special holiday gift for you that's valued at $99. Stay tuned for all the details. Welcome to the Wedding Photography and Videography Masterclass, where you'll find everything you need to know to capture stunning photos throughout your wedding celebration and even your pre-wedding events and parties. This week's show is unique and very special because it comes with a free gift that's valued at $99, and I'm sharing it with you in honor of this beautiful holiday season that is officially upon us. I personally celebrate Christmas, but however you celebrate, I hope that you have a love-filled holiday season with all of your loved ones. And I just want to say before we start that your support of the show and all of our valued sponsors really means a lot to me. And again, as a heartfelt thank you, I'm offering totally free access to my Wedding Photography and Videography Masterclass. Now, we're going to do an overview of this incredible resource today here on the podcast in audio format. But to gain access to over 12 bonus resources, including PDF guides, checklists, a video meeting, and so much more, you'll want to visit weddingplanningpodcast.co/gift. That website, one more time, is weddingplanningpodcast.co/gift, G-I-F-T. And I'll put a link to that in today's show notes as well if you need to refer back if you're on the go, driving around, working out. I'll be referring to all of those additional bonuses that are available to you for free throughout today's show, but to look at them, download them, print them out, and have them available for however long you need them, you'll want to visit that website and sign up. Yes, it requires your email address. No, I will not spam email you 100 times a week, I promise. And no, it does not require a credit card or any payment whatsoever. Access is open now. Head to that website. I'll put a link in the show notes, and I can't wait to see you inside. Researching and hiring a wedding photographer and a videographer is a huge task, and it's a critically important component of your overall planning checklist. So instead of wandering around aimlessly on social media and on Google for hours on end, wondering where to even begin, I put together this masterclass so that we can streamline the process, not only of finding the perfect photographer and videographer, but equally as important, I want to give you some really cool ways that you can capture professional quality photo and video of all of your pre-wedding parties and events. Will you actually have a professional photographer and videographer along for your bachelorette party or at your bridal shower, your rehearsal dinner? Maybe, but for most of us, probably not, is my guess. So for example, I have a detailed checklist on exactly how to prepare so that you can capture professional quality photos of your bachelorette party, your bridal shower, your engagement party, etc. I even have a do-it-yourself video guide that can be used to make a simple yet really meaningful video of any event you can imagine. Again, your rehearsal dinner, your dress shopping adventure, your best friend's birthday party, your post-wedding farewell brunch, These tips apply to any and all celebrations that you take part in. Now, of course, not every wedding is the same, and you and your partner have a unique set of circumstances. And despite the majority of the planning resources out there that kind of funnel every couple in the same one or two directions, I believe that there definitely is not a one-size-fits-all solution, which I also find is true in life in general, but especially when we're talking about wedding planning. So in this comprehensive guide, I'm sharing all the tools that you need to make the best photography and video decisions for you and your unique wedding scenario. I want you to have all the tools you need to make confident decisions that best fit your situation, and that's why I've included lots of creative avenues and options within this planning guide that you can apply not only to your wedding, but again, literally to any special event that you want to capture and remember forever. So in this show, we're going to review researching photographers and videographers. We're also going to talk about cost, what you can expect to invest in photography and videography, and also when and how to negotiate. Very, very important points there. And I'm going to go through a list of everything that's available within that free gift that I mentioned earlier. So I have a list of interview questions for potential photographers and videographers. I have a PDF list of photography and videography contract essentials, a guide for designing your master shot list. We also have a detailed guide on capturing professional quality photos at all of your wedding events and pre-parties. I have a conversation with a professional photographer, and she has some really, really insightful behind-the-scenes things to share with you. This show has been run on the public podcast feed in the past, so you may have heard that, but it's a great recap, and again, she just offers some really priceless advice. And then I even have how to do it yourself, an engagement photo shoot, a video of your bachelorette party, your bridal shower, your engagement party. And I'm going to stop there, but there's literally more. So be sure to head to weddingplanningpodcast.co/gift to sign up for free today. So to start with the basics of researching photographers and videographers, here are my top tips. Number one is you're going to gather inspiration from wherever you like to hang out on the internet. This might be Instagram, this might be TikTok, maybe it's Pinterest, online vendor guides, wedding websites, or plain old Google. Start with what you know, whatever you're most familiar with. And as you start to get some search results, you're going to take note of the style that you like and the styles that don't really resonate with you. I'm not going to get like deep in the weeds of all the nuances of different photography styles, because lots of photographers and videographers will dabble in more than one style across the span of an event. If you want more information on that, feel free to go out and look up the different styles, but you're really going to know what you like as soon as you see it. And the flip side of that is true as well. You're either going to be drawn to a style and a look or you're not. And whatever your gut instinct says, go with it and trust your instincts on this. It doesn't matter how much experience a photographer or videographer has, how many reviews that are amazing, how many accolades they have, if you're simply not attracted to their core style. So from there, you've collected some names of different photographers and videographers, and now it's time to reach out to some of your top choices to discuss availability, pricing options, and hopefully set up some interviews. Now, obviously, if any one of these options doesn't meet your availability and or pricing requirements, there's absolutely no need to go any further, save everyone the time, and move on to your next choice. So as you're reaching out to make this part as easy as possible, I have an email template that you can copy and paste as you're submitting online forms and requests for more information. And you can find that template within the masterclass dashboard area. You're just going to look for the copy-paste template request for more information. So get those messages sent out, and as you start to hear back from the list of professionals that you've reached out to, you're going to move into the next step, which is the interview process. Now, another bonus gift alert, I have a PDF list of interview questions that you should always be asking anyone you're thinking of working with, and you'll find that in the main dashboard of the masterclass as well. I believe that it's really important that you have some sort of face-to-face meeting prior to making any decisions or commitments. Now, 3 or 4 years ago, I would have mandated that that meeting be in person, face-to-face, but given all the changes that have happened in the past few years, an online Zoom call would be a great alternative if an in-person meeting is not possible. And one of the most important points that I'll stress is that you have got to follow your intuition as you're moving through this process. If there's not a really strong like and trust element from the get-go, then I would always recommend following your gut instincts and moving on to the next option. Whoever you work with simply must make you feel 1000% comfortable and at ease. You will literally be spending most of your wedding day with this person and any assistance at an arm's length from you. They're going to be breathing down your neck, if I'm going to be totally honest. And if they make you feel uncomfortable or anxious or unsure in any way, then that's a red flag. Working with someone on your wedding day that you don't feel comfortable with is going to spoil the entire experience. So please, please, please trust your instincts. I want to take a brief pause here to share something that's really close to my heart, and it's that videography is just as, if not more, pivotal than photography. While photos freeze moments, videos capture the ambiance, the laughter, the music, and all of those spontaneous, fleeting emotions. Enter Shutter and Sound Films. Their work isn't just videography, it's cinematic artistry. Relive the tremble in your partner's voice, the joyous, spontaneous applause, or that unexpected dance move during your reception. It's all there, woven into a high-end film that's uniquely yours. And for those wondering about locations, they've got 14 major U.S. cities covered, including spots like Boston, New York, L.A., and D.C. Plus, they're all about adventure and are more than willing to travel for your big day. So as you plan, remember this. Photos frame moments, but videos, they let you actually step back inside them. Go ahead and mark researching videographers off your wedding to-do list and check out Shutter and Sound Films at shutterandsound.com. Let your wedding day be a cinematic masterpiece that you'll revisit time and time again.
Hi, I'm Chris Gethard, and I'm very excited to tell you about Beautiful Anonymous, a podcast where I talk to random people on the phone. I tweet out a phone number, thousands of people try to call, you talk to one of them, they stay anonymous, I can't hang up, that's all the rules. I never know what's going to happen. We get serious ones. I've talked with meth dealers on their way to prison. I've talked to people who survived mass shootings. Crazy funny ones. I talked to a guy with a goose laugh, somebody who dresses up as a pirate on the weekends. I never know what's going to happen. It's a great show. Subscribe today, Beautiful Anonymous.
I know we're talking all about photography and videography today, and guess what? You can even apply the tips from today's masterclass to capturing professional quality photos on your honeymoon. Here's a quick word from our preferred honeymoon planner, Susan's Travel Services. Susan's Travel Services is so excited to partner with you to plan your honeymoon, destination wedding, or maybe even your bachelor or bachelorette party. Susan and her team have been planning dream vacations for 27 years, and they are truly the best in the business for start-to-finish planning services. Travel and new experiences are incredibly special to me, and Susan and her team have helped me plan some unforgettable vacations, including a bachelorette party in Cabo and a family anniversary celebration in Cancun. They meticulously researched the best all-inclusive options for us based on some very specific priorities, and the professional assistance in choosing location, resort, activities, and transportation was absolutely priceless. From all-inclusive resorts in Mexico and the Caribbean, overwater bungalows in the Maldives, or that African safari that you've always dreamed of, save yourself hours of research and guesswork and let Susan and her team find you the best options for a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Reach out to Susan and her team today by emailing info@susanstravelservices.com. And be sure to let her know that I sent you and get $50 off your final booking or $200 off your destination wedding. Her email one more time is info@susanstravelservices.com. Okay, here we go. We're moving on to pricing. What should we expect to invest when hiring a photographer and a videographer? My answer, you're not going to like it, but you can expect to invest anywhere from $500 to $10,000 and more. There's a huge range when we're talking about photography and videography services. And while I can't tell you exactly what to expect within your specific market, there is definitely some strategy to finding the best quality professional for the best price. And taking us back to the beginning of today's show, it all starts with your research that we talked about before. So really take your time in exploring all of your options as you're gathering names of various companies and people who do photos and video. If you and your fiance are price sensitive and you're looking for affordable options and alternatives to traditional photography and videography, we explore this in depth with some really creative solutions within the free masterclass. And again, if you're just tuning in or rejoining, you can sign up for that free gift by visiting weddingplanningpodcast.co/gift. So to wrap up pricing, it's really going to depend on your marketplace. It's really going to depend on exactly what you're looking for. And it's going to depend on the experience level of the people who you're researching. So you need to start with your own research and reaching out to people like we talked about before so that you can get some accurate information in terms of what to expect and what to allocate in your overall budget. And we can't talk about cost without talking about negotiating. Now, negotiating is a tricky topic because it makes some of us feel super uncomfortable. And it's not so much about negotiating, and it's definitely not haggling for prices. I like to think of it as being smart about tailoring a package to you and exactly what you need. So in other words, we're looking to cut out the things that you do not need, but that are adding extra expense to any package that you're looking at. Now, packages for video and photo will typically span from very basic to very deluxe, no surprise there, but don't be afraid to request some customization within. If the package you're looking at feels just right, however, you don't want any finished prints or albums, for example, then you can simply ask for a contract that takes out those extra things that you don't want. A question that will serve you in all areas of wedding planning is, what can we remove or substitute from this package to land within our $3,000 budget, for example? Posing that question gives the vendor the opportunity to work with you. And honestly, it also gives them the opportunity to politely decline the business and say, I'm sorry, but we're not going to be able to meet your price range. It can save everyone a lot of back and forth when you're just honest and upfront about what you're looking for. As you're looking to adjust a package, some common ways to do that would be to cut the total number of hours that a person is present. So for example, instead of a 12-hour presence with your photographer, you could maybe cut that down to 7 to 9 hours. That would be like a 50 to 30% savings. That's pretty significant. You could also shorten the length of a finished video, for example. You could omit any finished prints or albums. I mentioned that a second ago. And you could also just limit the number of finished shots that you receive back. In my experience, most vendors are willing to be somewhat flexible, so definitely don't be afraid to have the conversation. The worst answer you can get is no. And a couple of other things that I'm going to mention here briefly and summarize: photography and videography contract essentials. I have a PDF from the main masterclass dashboard that you can review and print out to compare with any contracts that you're presented with. And I'll say here that protecting yourselves with a legally binding contract for any vendor who you hire is critical. And this list that I've included has all the minimum points that should always be covered. And then a master shot list. Your photographer might have a template for this, but if not, you'll want to make a list of all the shots that you want to have captured. Your photographer won't intuitively know that you absolutely want a photo of you with your godparents and your dog unless you specifically let them know that. So this part is important. I'll share that at my sister's wedding, we thought we had all the bases covered, and I admittedly kind of checked out of the master shot list review, and we never got a photo of our side of the family with her new husband. So as we were going to do Christmas gifts that year, we always print out photos from the year and send them on notepads and magnets and get canvases printed. And we didn't have a single picture of my sister with her new husband and our side of the family, which was very disappointing. So you'll find a full PDF guide to thoughtfully creating your master shot list on the main dashboard within the masterclass area. And there's more. There's a guide to do-it-yourself photography for an engagement photo shoot. There's also a recap on maximizing your engagement photo shoot. There's a guide for do-it-yourself video of your pre-parties, your satellite events, any other event that you want to have captured on video. And again, I just really, really feel very strongly that video is such a critical and such a priceless component of any celebration, but especially of your wedding. Please feel free to check out our friends at Shutter and Sound Films and get a totally free zero obligation quote back from them. You can be in touch with them at shutterandsound.com. And there is a link in the show notes to access every single bit of bonus materials that we reviewed today. And you can also visit weddingplanningpodcast.co/gift. Thank you so, so much for your support of the Wedding Planning Podcast over the past year. And thank you for supporting our show sponsors who make all of these weekly episodes possible. I'm always here for your questions, your stories, and your feedback. And you can be in touch anytime by visiting our website, weddingplanningpodcast.co/contact. Happy holidays, and we'll talk again next week, same time, same place. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Wedding Planning Podcast. For episode recaps and special offers, visit our website at wedpodcast.com. There you'll also find a link to submit your wedding questions and future show topic requests. Follow us wherever you listen for new episodes every Wednesday. And if you're loving the podcast, please leave a 5-star rating and review to share your favorite episodes and thoughts with other couples. Wishing you a happy engagement. Thank you so much for letting me be a part of it. And we'll talk again next week, same time, same place.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.